Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennetts Green.
And great to have Associate Professor of Politics from the University of Newcastle, Jim Joe, slipped in the studio. Good morning.
Morning, Todd.
Lovely to see you. And we're talking about the hot topic when it comes to pretty much politics at the moment. Of course, we know that Northern Territory had a very interesting election, but that's the Northern Territory, where New South Wales. The plebiscites, or the non-plebiscite for same-sex marriage. It is just still raging hot in Canberra, isn't it?
It certainly is, and at the moment it seems like the plebiscite is likely to be deferred. At the moment, the Greens have said, no, we're not going to support the plebiscite. Nick Xenophon has more or less said that the NXT party is not going to support the plebiscite. The Labor Party has indicated tentative opposition, and I think it's...
What does that mean?
It's suggesting that it's not going to support it, and a number of key Labor figures have come out quite strongly against the plebiscite, but it hasn't actually firmed up and said definitely no, and I think it's doing that largely to keep Malcolm Turnbull...
Guessing
a little bit, and not quite sure-footed enough about what will happen. It's quite an interesting situation where we're sort of in this situation because Malcolm Turnbull and the Liberal Party and National Party agreed to a plebiscite, and when Malcolm Turnbull became leader, he agreed to honour the Tony Abbott commitment to a plebiscite. The whole plebiscite deal was itself, I think, quite strange in a way, politically astute on the part of the Conservatives within the coalition, because it meant that they could defer the issue for some time and recast it as if it's something to do with popular support, that we're going to the people to endorse this, when 10 years earlier, or not quite 10 years earlier, the coalition simply, at a stroke of the pen with a vote in Parliament, redefined the Marriage Act, which basically excluded the possibility of same-sex couples being considered as married within the Marriage Act. They redefined it so that the Marriage Act covered a man and a woman exclusively.
And which basically left same-sex couples with nowhere to go and out of the loop.
Well, yes. And now, this was an Act of Parliament. This was simply decided in the Parliament.
Uh-huh.
Now we fast forward to where we are today, and the coalition no longer supports Parliament making this decision. It now supports it going to a plebiscite in which the citizens of the country have a say in what happens, and they have attempted to some extent to cast it as if this is going to the people for support.
All right, I've got to ask a question. I was driving along yesterday and I was thinking about the topic we're going to have a chat about today, which is this topic. Can you explain to me why unilaterally a government, whether it be Labor or Liberal, doesn't matter, a government can decide to send young Australian men and women away to a war, a conflict zone? They can just make that decision. They do not have to go and talk to... Obviously, they do talk to the opposition, but they can make that decision. How can a government, at the stroke of a pen, do that, yet turn around and not make a decision as simple as this? I don't understand. What am I missing?
Well, the short answer to that question is that governments do that because they can, and they could do the same thing over the Marriage Act, and we don't need to have a plebiscite costing $160 million plus dollars. The longer answer, Todd, is it's a matter of politics. It's what we have with the Marriage Act, with the same-sex marriage, is an ideological battle being fought by a small percentage, shall we say, of but very influential members of the coalition who claim to be representing a section of the Australian electorate, and that's certainly the case. But when we look at the national opinion polls, and all of the opinion polls have well over 60-70% supporting same-sex marriage, it's a little strange that the rump of opposition that is sort of wielding so much power within the coalition are in fact sort of not representing the wide majority of the population. And even by saying that we're going to put this to a plebiscite, and get the wider population involved doesn't necessarily mean that they would do that on every other issue. And in fact, on almost no other issue would they do that. And I think you've raised a really interesting question because, you know, one would have thought that the decision to go to war was of far more national importance than the issue of same-sex marriage, which is important at another level, but not something that you would expect to hold a national plebiscite over. It would be something that, as happened nearly 10 years ago, that the Parliament considered, weighed it up, and in that particular time, in its wisdom, decided that marriage would be defined in a particular way.
Well, we're talking about a situation
that was
where...
That was a political decision. Yeah. It wasn't a principled decision as such. It was a political decision.
Well, we're talking about mothers and fathers and partners waving people away in a boat to go away to war, maybe never to come back again, as opposed to making a decision on people living together. Wrapping up this morning, because we're running out of time, $160 million. And we were talking about it off air. I don't know what that would mean to our health system, but surely $1 million to 160 hospitals would make a lot of difference, and the ability for the government to go, you know what, why didn't they, and in a very quick way at the last election, why not add an extra piece of paper at the election? Do you agree, same-sex marriage, yes or no? Why $160 million?
Well, I don't have an answer as to why they didn't do it with the last election. They could have, in fact, done that. Maybe there was insufficient time to organise it and have it all
the longest election campaign in history.
Well, yes, okay, given the benefit of the doubt. But, I think that the coalition, it's an expensive ideological proposition that they would take their ideological view to the people to be told no in the long run, given the opinion polls. It may turn out differently, but given the opinion polls, it's $160 million to find out what we already know. And it seems to me that if it's the case, as the government is telling us, that there is a budget crisis, why would you then spend $160 million to find out what you already know? Why wouldn't you say, we have a budget crisis, we shouldn't spend this amount of money, we can do this in the Parliament, let's settle down and nut out a solution?
So when are you and I going to run the country, Jim?
Well, tomorrow, Todd. How about...
Okay, well, I'll take some annual leave. You take some annual leave. Great to talk to you this morning.
My pleasure, Todd.
2NURFM 103.7.